And the kind of nut that grows in the ground.
Hmm?
Kind of nut that grows in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's real common around here, you'd roast it.
Roast it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
It's about this shape that grows down in the ground. It's got a thin shell.
Yeah.
What about peanuts?
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought about peanuts, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is there any other name for peanuts?
Oh, I don't know. Nuts.
Uh-huh. And a kind of fruit that grows down in Florida. It's about the size of an apple.
Oranges. Grapefruit.
Okay. And if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you wanted to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
Are gone.
Huh?
The oranges are gone.
And if you left an apple lying around, you'd say it would dry up and it get smaller. You'd say it would dry up.
Apple.
And do what? Like the skin of the dried apple was all...
Dried up.
Uh-huh. What about swiveled up or shriveled?
Yeah, uh-huh. Swiveled.
Huh?
Swiveled up.
Okay. What different kinds of things do people grow in a garden around here?
Oh, oranges and vegetables like that, and carrots and lettuce and tomatoes and snap beans.
And what?
Snap beans.
Any other name for snap beans?
Beans.
Uh-huh.
Those wax beans, that's a yellow one, and green ones is the snap beans, I thought.
What's the difference between snap beans and green beans or string beans?
String beans?
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of difference.
There's what?
There's a lot of difference in them. Snap bean is green and a wax bean is yellow.
Uh-huh. What about a string bean?
String bean.
Do they have those around here?
I don't think so.
Huh?
I don't think so.
And the kind of onion that you pull up and eat before it gets very big, you call that a...
Onion, all right.
Well, there's one kind you pull up and you eat when it's about this size.
I've seen them kind, but I want to call them onion.
And the kind of tomato that doesn't get any bigger than this. Did you ever see those?
I've seen them, but all I know is tomatoes.
And something that, talking about lettuce, if you wanted to buy some, you'd go to the store and ask for three.
What lettuce?
For three what of lettuce?
Head.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use that word head talking about children? Like, someone had five children, say he had five head of children?
Mm-hmm. Think so.
Huh?
I think so.
How would you use it?
I'd say that he had five children, small children, have five large children.
Uh-huh. What about he has five head of children?
I'm more than that.
And if someone had about 14 children, you'd say he really had a...
lot of children.
Did you ever say a passel of children? And someone who had about 500 acres of land, you'd say he really had a, he had a what?
A lot of land.
Huh?
A lot of land.
Did you ever say a right smart west?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How would you say that?
You see, he had a lot of land.
What about a right smart of land?
Yeah, could say that.
How would you say that?
I just say he got a lot of land.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how... Give me examples of how people would use right smart.
Hmm?
Do you hear the expression right smart around here?
No, not much.
How have you heard it?
Well, not too often.
Mm-hmm.